Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schutz for Yaakov ben Sarah Esther, Lezibuk Hagun Bekarov, and for Chana Reza bat Miriam Rivka, Leida Kalo, Leyelad Bari Vishalim, Baramach Evar, Vishas Agida, Lerichus Yamim, Vishanim Tovos, and also a special schutz for Rabbi Yaakov Dov ben David HaKohen, Shinam Bracha bat Slachom HaSayadav, and Moshe Gavriel ben Yehudis, and Rabbi Tzvi Moshe, Ben Saralea, they should all bracha batzlacha b'chomase yadam, yisayideyam, and we are doing Maimer Yud Aleph in the Pachat Yitzchak and Chanukah, which is also shout out to the upcoming parasha, Parashas Ki Sisa, where we talk about the Shemen HaMishcha. And let us begin. Says the Rav, Haneiros Halalu, Kodesh Heim, etc. Al Yedei Kohanecha HaKadoshim. Generally, we don't find that we have these amiros b'shas kiyum ha-mitzvahs, that we're doing this mitzvah, and then all of a sudden we proclaim, oh, how is this mitzvah done? Al yidei kohanecha ha-kadoshim, b'chol shmonos mei ha-chanak ha-neros halalu kodeshim. What's this whole ha-neros halalu coming for? And the answer is, for persume nisa. And since we find in this persume nisa a mention of the kohanim, we have to understand the special chelik of the Kohanim, what is unique about the relationship between the Kohanim and Nes Chanukah? It says in the Pasuk, Ki Rabbi b'nei Shomeim u'b'nei Be'ula, greater are the sons of destruction, of emptiness, of desolation, than the sons of the Be'ula. Chazal explained this to mean that we had more tzaddikim, b'mei churbana, b'nei shomeima, rabbim, b'nei shomeima, when we were in times of destruction, we had more tzaddikim than b'nei ba'ula, than b'binyana. Like Mordechai, Ezra, Daniel, these are b'mei churbana, lo b'mei binyana. Chazal were medaktik, dafka these three tzaddikim, they were all in the same tkufa. Very clear that this inyan of ribui tzaddikim b'churbana would have been emphasized more if you would have shown us different tkufos when we had tzaddikim. Because when you have a phenomenon that is consistent, constant, under different conditions, then it gets a chazaka, it gets taras chazaka. But Chazal didn't want to show you how in different tkufos of churban we had tzaddikim, only in one tkufa. So we see that there's a special chiddush in limiting the example to one specific period, and what we are going to try to understand this chiddush. From the words of our chachamim and our nevi'im, it's known to us that the relationship of the fourth Malchus of Malchus Edom, the long galus we're in right now, to the first three Malchus is like the relationship from the Klal to the Prat. The power and length of the fourth galus comes from the nature of it being a more klaliistic Malchus, a more general Malchus, v'ein b'chlal, and we only have in the Klal what you have in the Prat, called Tzarev, it's called Sukkah, called Shibut v'chol Lachatz, Sharashim u'ba'achas ha'golios ha'kodmos. All of the Tzar, all of the Lachatz, all of the Shibut that we have in Golos Revi'is comes from one of the earlier Golios. Now in the earlier Golios we know the Cheshbon of the Golos and the Geula. In Mitzrayim, we know how long it was going to be. In Bavel, we knew how long it was going to be. 70 years, 400 years. The first galus that we didn't know when it was going to end was Galus Yavan. And therefore, it's clear that the entire hiding of the Cheshbon HaKeitz, of this galus, is rooted in Galus Yavan. And because of that, the strings of our heart are shaken. Yista'aru meitarei halev lekrat ma'amar chachamim ki rishon in nizgala kitza mipnei shenizgala avona achronim lo nizgala kitza mipnei shenizgala avona. The first ones, their end was revealed because their sin was revealed. The latter ones, their end wasn't revealed because their sin wasn't revealed. Rashi explains that the B'nai Mikdasheni, where we don't know what the end is going to be, they were Rishayim B'seisa, they were hidden Rishayim. So we have two Mahalchim in the hiding of the Cheshbon of our Galus. One Mahalch is Yichud Sharasho Shel Helem Zeh L'Galus Yavan Dafka. We know there's a special relationship between hiding the end and Galus Yavan, because Galus Yavan was the first Galus where we didn't know the end. V'amahalach Hasheni Onesh Shel Mida Keneged Mida Helem Aketz Keneged Helem Ara. Since they were hiding in Bayis Sheni, the Ketz, the Ra, there's also a hidden Ketz. And anybody who has understands truth realizes that it's not by chance that these two Mahalchim are interrelated. There must be a connection between these two Mahalchim. There are two Levushim Begufe Echad. Number one, Galus Yavan Bedaika, specifically Galus Yavan, that the end is hidden. That's the root of the hiding of the end for this Galus we're in right now. Fourth Galus. And number two, the Mida Keneged Mida, they hid their evil. And Mela, the end is going to be hidden. So what are these two Levushim for one goof? So we're going to look at this through the looking glass of the Maharal, who taught us, Seichel Ger Hu Be'olam Hazeh. Our Seichel is just a visitor, a stranger in this world. These words of the Maharal come as an explanation to the Tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei, that Chazal say, Al Tzadikim, V'al Chassidim, V'al Zekinim, V'al Beisrael, V'al Paitasof Reim, V'al Gerei HaTzedek. So you see that the Chachomim, the Zekinim, the Paitas HaSofrim, are in the same bracha as the Gerei HaTzedek. And on that the Maharal says, Gerei HaTzedek, V'an Shei HaSeichel are one klal, because the Seichel is a Ger in Olam Hazeh. And this is very difficult to understand. And we're going to try a little bit, to give some sort of Havana in what the Maharal means. Let us understand a little bit about the Seichel. We are obligated to live in this world, live our Chayei Rishus, L'Shem Shamayim, B'chol Derechei Chadeh, all of our Divrei Rishus, everything we do, has to be for the sake of Hashem. Kol Ma'asecha Yu L'Shem Shamayim. And it emerges then that if a person lives part of his life without Kavana L'Shem Shamayim, he's Mevatel Litzchov of B'chol Derechei Chadeh. In other words, the Pagam is that he wasn't Makdish his Chulin. There's Chulin, there's Rishus in this world. He goes to work, he should do it L'Shem Shamayim. And because he wasn't Makdish his work, let us say, L'Shem Shamayim, the Chol remains Choldik. And that's the pagam, that's the great harm of not working L'Shem Shamayim. You weren't Makdish your Chulin. And then the Chulin remained Chulin. The person was Mevatel, Chas V'Shalom, Chol Derechei Chadeh. That's Pashit and Yadua. What we want to say here is the great Chiddush Benogea L'Koach HaSeichel. That even though using a koach of chayim for your own personal needs without kavana l'shem shamayim is only a bitul of b'chol derechei chadeyehu, nevertheless, if a person's mishtamish b'koach haseichel l'cheftzei harishus stam, this is not a pgam mitzad the bitul chovas b'chol derechei chadeyehu. Rather, it's a pgam, it's a blemish, it's an iser that comes from the very essence of the koach haseichel. The Torah says v'dibart abam, and we learn that shelo yehi yikur dibur chel abam. Yikur dibur is to be in Torah. In other words, the Talmud Torah is not just an obligation to learn. the obligation of Talmud Torah is Minias Tsuras Iker Mikol Sug Hisaskus Shel Seichel Milvad Hisaskus Bechokhmas HaTorah. It's preventing the form of what is primary from any involvement of the Seichel besides involvement in Chokhmas HaTorah. The Seichel is for Chokhmas HaTorah. And if we use the Seichel for something else, Be'ikr, then we were mevatel chovas Talmud Torah. That we were mevatel the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not just an obligation to learn. It's that nothing else in our brain and our seichel can be ikr, only Torah. Ubiyoter havlata nomar, and with more of an emphasis, we will say, chichotem hagrera leTorah tzarich shei tavua al kol etaskut sichlit. That Torah has to make an impression on all intellectual involvement. It emerges then that Me'ikar Adin, the koch of Sechel of Torah, is different from the other kochos achayim with respect to Hishtamshus Litzorche Rishus. In other kochos achayim, Hishtamshus Hastamis without Kavanah L'Shem Shemayim is just a bit lachova klalos shel b'chol derechecha deyeyu. When you're dealing with other kochos achayim and we don't use them L'Shem Shemayim, we're just mevad b'chol derechecha deyeyu. When we use our koach haseichel etzarchei rishus, it's bittel Torah b'mesuyam u'b'miyuchad. Because what's our seichel for? Our seichel is for Talmud Torah. So if we use it letzarchei rishus, hishtamshus stamis mishulelis hi legamrei me'ofi agrera shekol pula shel seichel tzarchei os mitzuyenes ba. Because if you use it stam, without any impression of Torah, that is a misuse of Seichel and a bittul of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So what's the difference between the Seichel and the other Kochos Achayim? Other Kochos Achayim is just b'chol derechecha deyeyu. Here it's much more fundamental, it's much more primary. Like this, you're mevatel the etzem Seichel. That's what the Seichel is for. The Seichel is for Torah. One is using it for other things. So how can we understand this difference between the Seichel and other Kochos Achayim? So now the words of the Maharal shine. The Seichel is a ger in Olam Hazeh. In other words, the relationship of this world to the next world is like the relationship of the world of the senses to the world of recognition. Chaye achush to chaye hakara. The chush, the world of senses, does not perceive spiritual forms. Spiritual forms is only in the seichel. And since chay olam haba v'achris hayamim are spiritual worlds, mimeila it emerges that the ikar hishtamshis b'koach haseichel is for the future. Because for spiritual, you need the brain, you need the seichel. So the seichel is for the future. That's the Iker Hishtamshus HaSeichel, for the spiritual world of the future, not the world of Chush, this world. In such a way that the actions of the Koach HaSeichel in this world are actions that are done with an echo of future days to come. And that's why we say that the senses and other kochos achayim are merely toshavim, are not merely, but they are actually toshavim, they are permanent residents in this world. Because what are the senses here for? For this world. It's not, this world's not a spiritual world, it's a physical world. Koch haseichos adarav, the yigur kochos, perceiving abstract ideas. And therefore, it's not shayach to this world, which is a physical world, a concrete world of bodies, of physical forms. No, the seichel is in the spiritual world. the future world, the more abstract world, abstract to us now. And therefore, the seichel in this world is only a visitor, not here permanently. שעיקר כוחו של הגר הוא במקום מושבו, והוא נמצא כאן במציאות הראית שיש בה מיעוט אחר מיעוט. The stranger, his main koach is in his normal place of dwelling, and he's only in this temporary reality that makes him much smaller. And so write the Nevi'im, b'chol makom, that the ikar chiddush of achras hayamim is the hagdala and hadara of das. Omol aretz deya es Hashem. There's going to be a lot more in the future world. There's going to be a lot more das. As we find b'lashonim shel Nevi'im b'chol makom. Sheikar harabusa shel achras hayamim is the greatening and the enhancing and the elevation of das. And because of this, the usage of other kochos achayim l'tzorchei rishus, that's just lacking hektish for cheftzei chulin. It's not taking your chulin and making them hektish. But hishtamshus stamis b'koach haseichel l'tzorchei rishus, that's taking something that's already kodesh and making it chol. To use your seichel for tzorchei rishus. And in order to expand, we'd like to note another place where we have an emphasis on this law. There are many differences between Torah and other mitzvahs. One of the differences is binyan chinuch. There is chinuch for mitzvahs, but there's no chinuch for Torah. A father who brings his son into a sukkah, it's no kiyum mitzvah sukkah, it's a kiyum mitzvah chinuch. But a father who brings his son to Talmud Torah, that's a kiyum mitzvah Talmud Torah. The lulav in the hand of the katan is only a cheftz of the chinuch, but the Torah tziva lanu Moshe of a katan who knows how to speak, that's a cheftz of Torah. We don't find chinuch in Talmud Torah. Some poskim say it's already a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa, like Rav Hutner seems to be saying here, when you're going to teach a child Torah, even before he's bar mitzvah. That might be a reason why when you say Birch Satara when you're 12 years old, the day of your bar mitzvah, and you only become bar mitzvah at night, it can count for later. Even now it's on a cheftz of a d'oraisa. Obviously Yesh Ladin, we have a long article on that topic. Printed up in the Simchas Shmuel, Ayin Sham. Anyway, back to our show. There's no chinuch in Talmud Torah, and that's exactly what we're saying. Chinuch haktanim win shel yichud. Chinuch is setting aside. Al yidei chinuch mesiachedu hakatan lavodas hamitzvos. Through chinuch, the katan is set aside. Is taught, specializes in mitzvos. But we only need something to be set aside when it's a place of stamius. That is, when you're miyachid something, when you set something aside, it's because it was beforehand, it was stama. It was there for a general purpose. And now you're using it for a specific purpose. But if you're in a place where there is no stama, then you don't need any yichud. And therefore, since other mitzvahs are fulfilled with other kochos achayim, and on these kochos, these are toshavim and olam hazeh. So this world is a place of stama. You're just doing general acts, and therefore there's a reason for there's a need for chinuch and for setting aside for mitzvahs. You have a general act, and we want to teach you to do these acts for mitzvahs. Don't just hold the lulav for a mitzvah. But Talmud Torah is miskayim b'seichel. The seichel is a ger in olam hazeh. It's only a visitor here. Because batzmuso, it has the nature of achras hayamim, and it emerges then that it the seichel is mufka. The seichel is divorced from the world of stama, from the world of generalities, from the world of non-specification, and the seichel of a person is there for chachmas haTorah. That's what it's there for. So you don't have to be miyachid to set the seichel aside for Torah. No, that's what it's there for in the first place. Therefore, there's no chinuch for Torah. It's there in the first place. You don't have to educate for that purpose. It's already there for that purpose. That's why you have chinuch b'mitzvahs and not chinuch b'torah. V'havein hetev ki ena diburim halalo ela remizot adinot lenefesh atzila. But understand very, very well, because these words are only very subtle hints for a noble soul. U'b'shum ofeni afshar l'tibolet piv shel akulmus b'tohom halev. And it is impossible to immerse the mouth of the pen in the depths of the heart. That is the difference between the Koach HaSeichel and other Koach HaSachayim. We have mentioned this halacha, says Rav Futner, a number of times, in the hope that by mentioning it numerously, hopefully it will the light of this halacha will shine in our brains, and the Seichel will understand its value. So after we made place in our Seichel for this recognition, we understand the horrific nature of Golus Yavan more than other Golios that preceded it. Because the Iker Shilton of Yavan is B'koach HaSeichel. In other words, Midurat HaMoked Shel Tshukat Yavan, the fiery passion of the desire of Yavan, he l'shlol min ha-sechel ha-tchunat ha-gerut shebo u'lafcho l'toshav be'olam hazeh. Yavan wants to take the sechel and make it from a visitor to a permanent resident in this world. Biyoter havlata, even more emphasized, Yavan ufechet et hafshata shebesechel lekli sharet shel amitziyut agufanit. Yavan turns the abstraction of the sechel into a vessel for the reality, the existence of the body. It's using the sechel, it's using all the kochos of intellect to figure out kiviyachal what to eat for lunch, for the mitzvah tagufanit. Like a person takes his sechel and he tries to figure out a football play in order to make a touchdown. Ooh, so he's figuring out the linebacker is going to go here and he's going to block there, and the wide receiver is going to run here and the quarterback is going to go there, and then the offensive lineman is going to push here and the quarterback is going to run there, and then boom, and then you have the whole John Madden, he makes the diagram, it's kiviyachal a little bit like Maseches Yevamos, and next thing you know, touchdown. So he's using that great seichel of his for the Metzius HaGufnis. It's Yavon Spartan sports. וכל זה נכלל הוא במשנתם של חכמי אמת שמסרו לנו כי ייחוד גלות יוון בין שאר הגלויות הוא בזה שגלות יוון יקרה הוא גלותה של חוכמת התורה אצל שאר חוכמות. And this is all included in what the wise men teach us, that the uniqueness of Golus Yavon with respect to the other Goliaths is that Golus Yavon is the Golus of Chochmas HaTorah in the domain of other Chochmas. And the sharp, stinging point of these Divrei Chachamim is that the Ikur of Golus Yavon is in the difference and relationship we have to the Seichel. Golus Yavon is that Seichel, the true nature of the Seichel, is now in a artificial form. It's counterfeit. The seichel, when we're in Golus Yavan, thinks it's a toshav in this world, and it's not. We're really geirim in this world. The seichel. And how do we learn that the seichel is a geir in this world? From the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as we saw before. Because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah teaches us that you're not allowed to use your seichel for anything else. It's an uprooting of the essence of the seichel when the seichel is used be'ikar l'dvar macherim, because that's not what the seichel is for. Seichel is only for Torah. It's only for Kedusha. So you learn from Talmud Torah what the seichel is all about, and what does Yavan come to do? Yavan comes to say, no! The seichel is in this world for Olam HaZeh. It's a toshav here. Ooh! That's what the Chachmei Kabbalah teach us. That it was the gullus of Chachmas HaTorah by the Chachmei Umos. And that's the darkness, the horrific darkness of Gullus Yavon. Because Achrus Hayamim and Gullus are two afachim. Achrus Hayamim is indeed a concept of time. But when we come to find the koach that relates to this time within man, we only find it in the seichel. אחרית הימים הוא אמנם מושג של זמן, אבל כשאנו באים למצוא את הכוח המתייחס לאותו זמן בתוך אדם עצמו, אין אנו מוצאים אלא את כוח השכל. This time, this אחרית הימים is seen in the framework of the brain, of the mind. ונמצא כי אותו השלטון המכניס את השכל לתוך הגלות. That power that brings the seichel into galus, harei u kolel gam et acharit hayamim b'toch galus. That's taking the acharit hayamim, putting acharit hayamim to galus. The seichel is shayach to acharit hayamim. If the seichel into galus, you're putting acharit hayamim into galus. That is an eimah chashecha gedola. That's the darkness of Yavan. Because while in the previous galios they only pressured the kochos ha'adam that are dwellers in this world. So these galios did not extend beyond the framework of nature, because the makom of galios is in this world, and they are taking kochos of this world and putting them into galios. So that's within the framework; everything works together. That's bad, but that's not as bad as a galios yavon. Galus Yavon wasn't stama galus, that they're taking kochos of this world and putting them into galus. No. Galus takes the kochos of the next world, of the seichel, and brings them into this world. They're trying to swallow up Achrus Hayamim. That's what Chazal means. Eima chashecha gedola. Eima's bavel. Chashecha's modai. Gedola's Yavon. It's the biggest darkness. Because the other Golios, they were bad, but they were within the framework of this natural world, taking Kochos HaChaim of this world and subordinating them. But Yavan is taking the Koch of the next world and subordinating it. Woo! I know you were thinking of this, and I was thinking of this, but it's just good to speak it out. Mitol Klitas Dibur Meilu, where Futner continues, I say, we can understand the cloud that Chachamim made, that the Avonos of Bayis Rishon were Mizgal Avonam, they were revealed sins, and the Avonos of Bayis Sheni were Bechlal Lo Nizgal Avonam, they were not revealed. Meaning that the nature of the secretiveness of sin was Mizchadesh and Bayis Sheni. Why Bayis Sheni? That's exactly what we're saying. This is Galus Yavon. Galus Yavon is Bayis Sheni. The essence of the tkuf of Achrus Hayamim is hidden. Bechinas liba lepuma lo galia, the heart hasn't revealed to the mouth. Because Galus Yavon expanded the circumference of the Tzaras HaGalus to the point where it ruled over those special kochos of Achrus Hayamim. And mail it emerges that the koch of this galus, the kochos hachet, broke through the boundaries of the revealed domain and penetrated to the hidden domain of the soul. And since galus yavam occurred at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, therefore, the chiddush of the mahalach of seser shebechet, the hidden sin, is unique to Bayis Sheni. Again, this galus went to a hidden place. This galus went to Achrus Hayamim. And therefore, since chronologically it occurred during Bayis Sheni, so that means that the chiddush of Seser Shebechet, this hidden sin, is going to be related to Bayis Sheni. because the Galus of Yavin also relates to the hidden. V'nimtza, and it emerges according to this, de'he'elem cheshbona shel galutenu mushrashu be'emet be'galut Yavan she'ayta galut harishona shelo netgala kitza. The hiddenness of the cheshbon of our Galus is rooted be'emes in Galus Yavan, which was the first Galus that the end wasn't revealed. Ela shashrasha zo malach mida keneged mida yeshba. This hashrasha, this taking root of this mahalach of not revealing the end, is mida keneged mida. Because what did Galus Yavan do? Galus Yavan was mechadesh b'kias hachet l'tocha hele. Galus Yavan was mechadesh the penetration of sin into the realm of the hidden. Because they were sholeit on this, on the seichel, on this hidden world of Acharis Hayamim. And that causes that now the mahalach of Seisir Shebechet is going to rule of the hidden sins. Oh, lo nizgala avon, the sins were not revealed. The end wasn't revealed, and therefore the end of Galus Yavan wasn't revealed, and that's the root of our Galus, where the end is not revealed. But it all started with Galus Yavan. Galus Yavan is the hidden. וממשיכים אנו את הקו הלאה. מתוך הדוגמה שנקטו חכמים לריבוי בני שוממה על הבעולה. Remember, we saw that there were more tzaddikim בחורבנה יוסר מבבניינה. מורדכי, עזר, דניאל. So why do we bring the example, these three people specifically, and not the various doros? They're in the same tkufa. So now we're going to explain this chiddush. Look in Maimer Ches of the Sefer Pachat Yitzchak and Oz Dalet in Hay, and learn about the tremendous depth that's hidden in the Ribui Baneh Shel HaShomema, in the many children of the desolation, and the Hamodas HaTzadikim B'Churbana, and the establishing of Tzadikim in the destruction. The Tamsis HaDvarim is the essence of what we said there was that the preference of Shmama, of the destroyed period, over the built period, is when you understand the depths of the Hanhogas Hashtika, of how God is so great even when he's silent. That's where you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, when he could make his voice heard, but he allows the goyim to do what they want to do. That's the Anhagas Hashtika. Ayein Sham Heitev. But that's only half the way. And we are now going to weave this thread further. It is true that the goyim are in the Beis HaMikdash, causing terrible destruction, and God is silent. It is true that the idolaters are subordinating his sons and he is silent. But the terrible fear that encompasses this shtika is nothing compared to the silence of the question of Ad Masai, when already is Mashiach going to come? Stimata ketz ofechati et ha'elmut ve'et ha'shtika ledumiyah mukhletet. The hiding of the end turns the silence to complete absolute silence. The micha mocha be'elim be'elmim, that God is silent even in the face of destruction of before Yavan, and the micha mocha be'elmim of after Yavan, relate to each other like the depth of a pit and the depths of the abyss. The pit can be very deep, but there's no relationship between that and the depths of the abyss. Galus Yavan was the one that made the Ilmus, this secretness, this quietness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take rule. And that's the Chiddush of Mordechai, Daniel, and Ezra as examples of the many great children during the Churban. These three tzaddikim are indeed during the same tkufa, but their tkufa is the last tkufa before Galus Yavan. And that is the chiddush of these three tzaddikim. Because even the Hanhagas Hashtika, in the Madrega, before Galus Yavan, establishes tzaddikim b'churbana yosem b'binyana, and its destruction more than when it's built. So it seems what the Rebbe is saying, that even though we are on the cusp of Galus Yavan, we are in the tkufa achron el shalifnei Galus Yavan, and it's such a terrible period, because Galus Yavan is the worst. Galus Yavan is the hiddenness. Galus Yavan is taking the seichel of Acharis Hayamim and making it a toshav and olam hazeh. Galus Yavan is the hiddenness of the sins, kin mita keneged mita, and the hiddenness of the Keitz HaGeula. Nevertheless, in this tkufa achorana lifnei Galus Yavan, the great chiddush is that during this period of Churban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamid more tzaddikim yosem b'binyana. And the dugma is dafka, the example is dafka Mordechai, Daniel, and Ezra. Shloshesa tzaddikim hem omnam bnei tkufa achas. Yes, they are of one period. Aval atkufi atkufa achorona shelifnei Galus Yavan. It's the last period before Galus Yavan. V'zoi adifus harabusa ki afilo anhagas hashtika b'madregesh lifnei Yavan. Even the anhaga of shtika, the great shtika right before Yavan, even there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still mamit tzaddikim b'churbana yoser mi b'binyana. So this gives us, sweetest friends, some insight into Galus Yavan. And in the next section of this shir, we will, Amir Tzah Hashem, understand the Yeshuas Yavan. Not what's unique about Galus Yavan, but what's unique about being redeemed, saved from Yavan. So we should all be Zochem Mir Tzah Hashem. Lil Modu Lelamed Lishmar Velasa. So the Kaim is called Divrei Salmud Torah. So be Ahava and Amir Tzah Hashem. Bli Neder. We're going to continue next time. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.